And we are back at the Home Expo in Duluth, Georgia, at the Gas South Convention Center. And joining us now from USA Insulation is Tony. And Tony, tell us all about your company, USA Insulation, and what you do.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me with you. So USA Insulation, we focus on whole home insulation. So we don't just come in and blow insulation into the attic for the heck of it. We focus on solving a problem. So if somebody's got a master bedroom that's hot, or their kids' room's always cold in the wintertime, their upstairs or their downstairs isn't quite consistent, we focus on being able to help them solve those problems. So we work with the attic. We offer a product for walls called injection foam. So it goes in the walls kind of like shaving cream, fills the whole thing up, gives you a higher R value, plus a consistent air seal.
I'm thinking insulation has changed over the years, because as a kid growing up, I remember the stuff that was all prickly and you would roll it up into the walls. So you're saying it's not that anymore?
No, it's not that anymore, man. Foam is really the way things are moving today.
Who is your market? Who are you looking to go after? Is it people that are looking to flip homes, or they buy a home and they want to kind of update it? Who are you looking to talk to?
Anybody with an older home, whether that is somebody flipping a home, renovating a home, any of that kind of thing. Building code for insulation didn't come in until 1978. Oh. Anything built before then, I mean, there might not be nothing in your walls. Attic is probably lacking. So that is really my main client base, anybody with an older home.
We are with Gene Russell as well. We're in the Go Dogs Roof exhibit here at the Home Expo. Gene, did you have a question?
Absolutely. When you go in and do the wall cavity insulation installation, that starts as a liquid and then the foam kind of grows. Is that how it goes when you do it? Or do you opening up into the wall and stuffing it in there? How does that work?
So that is the biggest misconception with injection foam. It is actually a non-expanding foam. People are so used to spray foam where it goes on and expands. When they see injection foam, it's different, it's new, they haven't seen it before. So it goes in and it doesn't expand at all. It's pressurized to fill the whole cavity, but it doesn't expand at all.
Got you. It's kind of like those toys you get from my daughter when there's those little things that you open it up in the cellophane and then it kind of blows up into a shape. Is it kind of like that?
A little bit, man, a little bit.
Excellent. So it's a pretty non-intrusive installation. On a, let's say you have a bedroom, typical bedroom is what, 12 feet by 12 feet, something like that. About how long does something like that take? Is it a couple of days, one day? How long are you in and out of a house?
Man, most of the time I can do a whole house in one day.
Really?
Yeah.
You can come in one day and do that?
So we'll come in with one crew, 3 to 5 people, and we'll do anywhere from 1 to 2 stories up to about 4,000 square feet house.
Wow.
One day.
In one day. And in comparison to your regular, the pink stuff that we're all used to and we grew up with, and cellulose and those other kinds of things, what's the price point comparative to something, to your product, to something like that? Is it close to the same or is it a little bit different?
Foam is always going to cost a little bit more than traditional insulation, but 10 to 20%.
That's it?
Yeah, and your return on investment so much faster.
See, that's the real value in what you're doing, is the ROI on that, bringing your power bills down, making that a more livable space, enjoying your home a little bit more, especially in an older home like we're in. You know, you do something like that, and then you're less wear and tear on your HVAC units as well, right? Getting more life out of them due to something like you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, the regular stuff is you see your power bill go from $4 to $3 to $250. But the intangibles are exactly like that. Being comfortable in your home, your HVAC not needing to be replaced as often, the air quality in your home going up.
Excellent. And it retains heat in the winter. In the summer, it keeps you a little bit cooler. And then if you couple that with a roof rejuvenation product like we do, a full green application, you can really protect your home for years and years for a low cost. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's the smart people get ahead of it rather than behind it, man. They get it done. Save some money up front, and then they don't have to replace their roof as often. They don't have to pay high utility bills forever.
Excellent. It would behoove people to come out to the Duluth Home Show today and come see us and talk to you about some of these things. Come see us about what we're doing. We can protect your home, get you ready for this hot, hot Georgia summer.
And it adds value to the house, of course, by what you're doing. Where is USA Insulation located, and what are the markets, areas that you serve?
So for us, we have an office in College Park near the airport. We also have an office in Chattanooga, so we go about an hour outside of either city.
Excellent.
And the website where people can find out more information?
It's www.usainsulation.com/Atlanta.
Tony, thank you for joining us.
Of course.
Gene, the website for Go Dogs Roof is?
GoDogsRoofRoof.com. Come see us over there. Get your estimate in 60 seconds or less. Come see us at the Duluth Home Expo today.